Today's daf is Chagiga daf Yud. We are 10 lines from the bottom of daf Tesa Midbeis, the two dots, Rab Shimon ben Menasya Omer. Today's daf is being learned, Le'ilui Nishmas Shlomo ben Yibadol Chaim Toivim Rab Chaim Doiv. And it's a schus refuah shalema for Avadya ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devorah, Devorah bas Mecha, Shmu ben Tehila, Malka Miriam bas Esther, Avram ben Gittel Edel, Sarah bas Yehudas Rechel, Sarah Nechama bas Rus Malka, Elazah Lipa Shalom ben Fager Rachel, Baruch ben Rachel, Chayim Malka bas Batsheva, Pinya Gittel bas Rachel Shendel, Mira Chava Bas Shoshana, Simcha Yaakov ben Bluma, Ezra Avram ben Zahava Mariam Gittel, Zipporah Anael bas Rachel Nechama, and Esther Kreindel bas Devorah. Today's daf is also being learned, Le'ilui Nishmas, Doiv Beryl ben Rabbi Yaakov David. So we're in the middle of a digression. The Mishnah on Daf Tesamar Aleph discussed the halacha of somebody that did not bring his Shalmei Chagiga on the first day Yontif. The Mishnah said, there's good news, and that is, there's a din tashlumin. Just because the person didn't bring the carbon on the first day Yontif doesn't mean that all is lost. He has the entire Yontif to make it up. Chiddush, even Shmini Atzeres, when it's Sukkos, and even though Shmini Atzeres is really regel bifnei atzma. But then the Mishnah said, over our regel v'loy chag, if even Shmini Atzeres passes, the entire Yontif passes, and the person still didn't bring a Shalmei Chagiga, at that point, Einei Chayev Bachri Yusai, he does not have the ability to bring the carbon, and Al Zeh Nemar, it's regarding him that the Pasuk says, Me'uvas lo yuchal liskoin, v'chesrein lo yuchal li'imonos. This is a situation that the person will never be able to correct. Meaning, you didn't bring it the first day Yontif, you have the rest of Yontif to figure it out. It's Me'uvas, that's yuchal liskoin. But once Avar HaRegel, you missed even this man of Tashlumen, at that point, there isn't going to be anything that you're able to do. And then the Mishnah mentioned two other Tanoim who had different understandings of the concept of Me'uvas that's Lo Yuchal Liskoin. Reb Shimon ben Menasya said, Ezeu Me'uvas She'en Yuchal Liskoin. It's referring to someone that doesn't have Avera. Specifically, he was Bala Erva. V'hoilid Mimeno Mamzer. This person, because through the Avera that he did, a child was born, is Me'uvas that's Lo Yuchal Liskoin. Why? If somebody doesn't have Avera, he could always be Misak in the Avera. He could do Tshuva. If someone didn't bring the carbon Chagi, when he was supposed to, it's not good, but at the same time, there's something called tshuva. If someone doesn't have avera, and as a result of the avera that he did, something physical was created, that's muvas layucha liskoin, because not only did he do an avera that he can't fix, but he can't even do tshuva. Then the Gemara brought a third sheet, the Reb Shimon ben Yechai, who said that muvas, that's layucha liskoin, doesn't just mean someone that had an opportunity to do a mitzvah and he didn't do it. It doesn't just mean even someone that did an avera that you can't do tshuva on. But ein kairin muvas elu lemisha hayim. It sounds like somebody had something. Someone had a rechush gadol, and now he lost it. What's the ruchnius definition of a rechush gadol? Zeh talmud chacham. And if this person is pirush min ha-Torah, he's going to be a me'uvas that's lo yuchal liskoin. So really, three shitas in terms of understanding what me'uvas lo yuchal liskoin means. The Tanakhama, the Chachamim, and the Mishnah say someone that had the opportunity to do a mitzvah, and he let it slip through his hands. That's Me'uvas, that's Lo Yuchal Liskoin. Rav Shimon ben Menasya said, it's referring to someone that doesn't have Avera, for which you can't do tshuva. Rav Shimon ben Yochai says, it's referring to someone that had a ruchnius asset, and because of some silliness, he ended up losing it. That's Me'uvas, that's Lo Yuchal Liskoin. Either way, today's daf is going to begin with the shita of Reb Shimon ben Menasya, who said that what's a me'uvas that's lo yuchal liskoin? It's referring to someone that's ba'al eishes ish, v'hoilid mimeno mamzer. Says the Gemara, hoilid and lo hoilid lo. It sounds like that, according to Reb Shimon ben Menasya, the only time a ba'al eishes ish, v'hoilid mimeno, the only time a ba'al eishes ish is a me'uvas that's lo yuchal liskoin is if it's hoilid mimeno mamzer, if a mamzer was born. But otherwise, that would not be the case. V'atanya, we learned in another brayser, Reb Shimon ben Menasya, the same Reb Shimon ben Menasya said, goin of Adam, if somebody steals, efshesh yachzer geneva, v'yisaken, that's an avera that a person could be misaken. How so? You could always return it. Goizel Adam, if someone's a gazlin, efshesh yachzer gzeila v'yisaken, that's also something you could be misaken. How so? You could do hashavas ha'gzeila, but if someone's ba'al eishes ish, baila, and because of the bia, she now became aser to her husband. Nitrad mina oilam. This person is nitrad mina oilam, which Rashi says means ein loy oy tshuva. This person can't do tshuva anymore. Vahalach loy. He's finished. Mishum meichayim. He said ein oimrim bakru gamal. You would never tell a person, go inspect the camel to see if it has a mum, to see if it's kosher, to see if we're able to shecht it. Bakru chazir. You'll never tell somebody to go ahead and inspect the chazir. Why? Because these animals are not kosher. So what difference does it make if it has a mum, if it doesn't have a mum? These are not kosher animals. Ela bakru ta. What would a person sometimes say? Go inspect the sheep. Go see if the sheep has a mum or if it doesn't have a mum. In other words, a mum does not apply to something that anyway is not okay. The concept of a mum would only make sense and be rational when you're describing something that otherwise is perfect. So Rav Shimon bar Yochai said, in the same vein, when we talk about a mu'uvas, which means mum, it makes sense to use that term only if we're trying to explain and describe someone that otherwise would be perfect. Ve'zeh, zeh Talmud Chacham, she'perish min ha'Torah. It's a Talmud Chacham that's perish min ha'Torah. Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish Amar, Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish said, on the topic of a Talmud Chacham that's perish min ha'Torah, kol Talmud Chacham, she'perish min ha'Torah, any Talmud Chacham that's perish from the Torah, all of HaKas of Omer, it's regarding him that the Pasuk says, kitzipor noidedes mikina, like a bird that it flies away from her nest, ke'inish noided mim koimai, so too is a Talmud Chacham that goes away from the Torah. Va'omer, there's another pasuk that describes the Talmud Chacham that's perish min ha'Torah. Koyamar Hashem, mamotzu avoseichem bi'ovel. What terrible thing did your Zaydas find in me, kirachaku me'aloi, that they distanced themselves from me? And Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish said, what's it referring to? A Talmud Chacham ha'perish min ha'Torah. But the bottom line is, we have a braisa that discusses what the Mishnah said. The Braisa mentions, in fact, two of the three shitas in the Mishnah as it relates to the idea of a mu'uvas that's lo yuchal iskai. It mentioned the shita of Reb Shimon ben Menasseh and the shita of Reb Shimon ben Yochai. Reb Shimon ben Yochai is essentially the same Reb Shimon ben Yochai that we had in our Mishnah, that what's a mu'uvas lo yuchal iskai? It's a Talmud Chacham ha'perish min ha'Torah. It's a Braisa, not a Mishnah. The Braisas were always written in a wordier, lengthier way. As a result, it's wordier and lengthier in the Braisa than it is in the Mishnah. That's something that we would expect. Reb Shimon ben Menasseh Shita is very, very similar. It's eerily similar to what he said in the Mishnah. But if you look carefully, it's not the same thing. In the Mishnah, Reb Shimon ben Menasseh said, what's a mu'uvas lo yuchal iskai? Zehaba Aleishes ish, the hoilid mimena mamzer. What did Reb Shimon ben Menasseh say in the Braisa? Haba aleishes ish, the asra lebaila. Straight to Gemara. From the Mishnah, it's mashma that the only time a person that's bala erva is considered mu'uvas that's lo yuchal iskai is if an mamzer was born. In the Braisa, it's mashma, even if a mamzer wasn't born. As long as the erva is eishes ish, she's a married woman. Because of the gili arayis that just took place, this woman's now going to be asur labayla. The fact that she's asur labayla, that in and of itself is enough for it to be a mu'uvas la yuchal iskai. And the truth is, if you think about it, it makes sense that if it's holy man of mamzer, it should be a mu'uvas la yuchal iskai. And it makes sense that if she's going to be asa labayla, it should be a mu'uvas la yuchal iskai. Because what's the concept of mu'uvas la yuchal iskai? A person doesn't have aver, he could do tshuva. But if a person doesn't have aver, that creates a physical reality that cannot be undone, then there's no way for the person to be able to do tshuva. So if a mamzer is born, that's a physical reality that cannot be undone. If someone is mezana with an eishes ish, and as a result of this nus, this woman is not allowed to be with her husband anymore, so this person literally just destroyed a marriage, and as a result, something physical happened that cannot be undone. So really, the Mishnah and the Braisa both shtim very well with what Reb Shimon ben Menasseh is trying to say. Oh, but at the end of the day, sefar takasha, because from the Mishnah, it's mashma hoilid in loy hoilid loy. And from the Braisa, it would seem, as long as she's asa labayla, that in and of itself would be enough. And the Gemara is going to give three very simple terutzim, simple in the world of Seder Nashim. Says the Gemara, number one, Loikasha. Kan b'choisei pnuya. Kan b'eishesish. The Mishnah was talking about where the erva was not a married woman. It's talking about where the erva was a pnuya. Achoisei pnuya doesn't have to be achoisei. It could be any one of the arayas. So in the event that the woman wasn't married, so then there's no way through this bia for her to be asa labayla. So the only way the bia of the chayvei krisos would be a mu'uvas that's lo yuchal iskai as if a child was born. Now there's a mamzer. Now it's an avera, which of course it is, but also that's lo yuchal liskoin, which means you can't do tshuva. The iba yisem, or you could say hava hava eshesish. Maybe the Mishnah and the Brayis are both talking about an eshesish. V'loy kasha kam boynis kam beratzim. Maybe the Mishnah is talking about where somebody wasn't just boil an eshesish, but he was ma'anes an eshesish. He forced her into the bia, and being that he forced her, the halach is she herself doesn't become masa labaylo. So if she doesn't become masa labaylo, so the actual fact that the bia took place, that wouldn't be enough for it to be a mu'uvas. That's lo yuchal liskoin. When would it be mu'uvas lo yuchal liskoin? Only if a child was born. Now there's a mamzer. Now it's mu'uvas lo yuchal liskoin. Or you could say hava hava inus. You could say the Mishnah and the Braisa are both talking about where the person was boil eshesish and it happened ba'ainus, but the kasha kam be'eshes koin kam be'eshes yisrael. The Mishnah is talking about where she was an eshes yisrael. If she's an eshes yisrael and the bia happened ba'ainus, so she doesn't become asur l'bayla. What would make it a mu'uvas that's lo yuchal liskoin? The fact that the child was born, the fact that there was a mamzer. The Braisa is maybe talking about where even if it happened ba'ainus, but she was an eshes koin that's nensa. The halacha is she's also labayla. As a result, even without a child being born, the halacha is it would be a mu'uvas that's lo yuchal liskoin. So the bottom line is, if someone's boil eshes ish, it's a terrible avera. If someone's boil an erva, it's a chayve krisus. But at the same time, it doesn't necessarily make it into a mu'uvas that's lo yuchal liskoin. How would it be a mu'uvas lo yuchal liskoin if there was some physical reality that was created as a result of this bia? And essentially, Rav Shimon ben Manasseh is giving us two examples, two dugmois of what would be a result of this avera that would take it to the level that it's now mu'uvas lo yuchal liskoin. Either a mamzer was born, or in the event that this woman, as a result of the bia, became asa labayla. So we mentioned that a Talmud Chacham, that's Pirish Manat Torah, is a very, very terrible thing. According to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, that's the example of mu'uvas lo yuchal liskoin. But everybody agrees it's not good. And the Gemara mentioned Rav Yudah ben Lakish that had different mishalim and different examples to describe how not good it is. So the Gemara is going to end this discussion with a digression from the digression, which, by the way, was in and of itself a digression from the digression. So this is Agadat Gemara 101. The pasuk says, "V'la yoytze v'la ba." Ain shalom. Pasha, what the pasuk means is that all the nechnasim v'yoytzim, everybody that was coming and going, ain shalom, they had no peace. Amar Rav, but Rav said, you know what the pasuk is referring to? It's referring not just to someone that's yoytze uba, someone that's going, coming and going, but rather it's referring to someone that comes and goes in his learning. He goes from one type of learning to another type of learning. And sometimes, going from focusing on one area of Torah to another area of Torah can result in ain shalom. What does this mean? So Rav said, "Kivin sheyotze adam midvar halacha ledvar mikra." If a person goes from dvar halacha to dvar mikra, shuv ein loy shalom. At that point, he's not going to have shalom anymore. So somebody used to learn halacha. Now he decided he's learning mikra. I'm learning Tanakh. It's very nice, but you should know ein shalom. You're going to have no peace. So what does that mean? What, it's such a terrible thing. Mechateisa. So Rashi says what it means is if this person is a poisek, he's a dayan, he's trying to learn halacha lamaisa, then if he goes from dvar halacha to dvar mikra, ain't shalom. Because halacha you can paskin from, obviously, but from Tanakh you can't paskin from. And by the way, even though hafachba vafachba de kulaba, and really every single halacha really comes from the Torah itself, but at the same time you can't paskin from a pasuk in the Torah. And therefore, from the bechina of psak, it's going to be a Shmuel Amar, right? Rav says one thing, so you know Shmuel's gonna, chances are, say something else. Zeh ha-pirish mitambo the Mishnah is referring to not only someone that goes from halacha to mikra, that's more dramatic, but even someone that goes from learning Gemara to learning Mishnayis. Because from Gemara, you have all the maskanas, you have all the ibayiluhus. The Gemara explains the Mishnah. So Mishnayis is the foundation of Torah Shabbat Peh. But you can't paskin halachis from Mishnayis. In fact, the Gemara in different places says that it's very, very terrible if a person would paskin a shayla from Mishnayis. Mishnayis is yusoidis, it's foundational. But in terms of taking it to the next level, of course not. From Gemara, you could. So if someone's pirish from Talmud the Mishnah, he's going to be Ein Shalom. It's a major downgrade as it relates to the ability to know halacha l'maisa. Rabbi Yochanan and Amar, finally, Rabbi Yochanan said, afilu mitamud l'talmud. Even someone that's pirish from one Talmud to another Talmud, that could also be a downgrade. What does it mean, one Talmud to another Talmud? How many Talmuds are there? So there's two. This Talmud Bavli and this Talmud Yerushalmi. So Rabbi Yochanan said, if somebody goes from Talmud to Talmud, that's also going to be an issue. So here's the question. From which Talmud to which Talmud? So Rashi says, it means from Talmud Yerushalmi to Talmud Bavli. Rabbi Yochanan said that if someone goes from Talmud Yerushalmi to Talmud Bavli, that's an upgrade, downgrade. And as a result, in Shalim. perhaps not coincidentally, Rabbi Yochanan, even though he's from the most often mentioned Amoraim in Talmud Bavli, but we know he was the author of Talmud Yerushalmi. So Rabbi Yochanan said, if someone goes mi Talmud, Zok Rashi, he goes from Talmud Yerushalmi to Talmud Bavli. That's also a concept in terms of Ein Shalom. Tosfos, however, on the top of the Amud says that maybe it's Fakert, and maybe it's even both ways. If you go from Bavli Yerushalmi or from Yerushalmi to Bavli, maybe this is something that can go into effect. Of course, as it relates to Halacha L'maisa, whenever there's machloikis between the Bavli and Yerushalmi, we always paskin like the Bavli over the Yerushalmi. That's Klolei Apsak 101. But either way, that is the discussion of the Gemara as it relates to Me'uvas, that's Lo Yuchal Liskoin Viter. Incidentally, just one thing worth mentioning. You know, the whole sugya of Me'uvas Lo Yuchal Liskoin is weird. It's Chagiga Daftas. That's the Mar Malkam. That where the Gemara discusses this concept of Me'uvas Lo Yuchal Liskoin. It's referenced in other places, but the real Gemara, the deep dive, the Iyun is when you're learning Masechtas Chagigat and Daftas. Why is it mentioned over here in Chagigat Daftas? Because the Gemara said that if a person didn't bring the Karban Chagigat when he was supposed to bring it, so he has Tashlumin, but over a rega v'leichag, al zen nemar me'uvas lo yuchal liskoin, v'chesroin lo yuchal limonos. The Shagasariye in Turi Evan says that it seems like from our sugya that there's something unique about me'uvas lo yuchal liskoin and the Shalmei Chagigat. And if you think about it, why should that be the case? Why, if somebody didn't bring the Karban Chagiga when he was supposed to bring it as a Me'uvas La Yuchal Liskoin? He had a mitzvah. There was a certain zman when you could do the mitzvah. Avar zmanoi, batel karbonei. At that point, now you're going to be a Me'uvas La Yuchal Liskoin. Freik the Shagas Aryeh says that l'chur is true for any mitzvah that has a zman. In fact, the Gemara, in one of the braises that are brought on Daf Tesam and Bey, said Mefurish that if somebody didn't say Kriyashma during zman Kriyashma, or if somebody didn't dam Shmona Esrei during zman Tefillah, all of our kosovoy mer me'uvas lo yuchal liskoin. So really, it's true for any mitzvah that has a zman. So freik the Shagas Aryeh, why did Chazal make a big deal about it as it relates to the Shalmei Chagigah? The Shalmei Chagigah is the only mitzvah that is totally in zman. There's something called the mitzvah saseh shazman gerama, which is the backdrop of some of the most famous raid ever. Because so many mitzvahs are mitzvahs that are tluyos bizman. So what does it mean that if someone doesn't bring the Karban Chagiga bizmanoi, oh, over a regal, alzeh nema me'uvas lo yuchal liskoin, any mitzvah that's told in zman. Why is this a sugi in Masechtas Chagiga? It's because the Mishnah said it regarding the Shalmei Chagiga. But l'chura, this should be true with regards to any mitzvah that's told in zman. It's the Shagas Aryeh's Kasha, Ayin Shom, he says it teretz. Regardless, we're going to go me'inyan le'inyan ba'isa inyan, which is, we're going from one halacha related to Chagiga to another halacha related to Chagiga. That's me'inyan le'inyan. But it's also me'inyan le'inyan in that we're going to go from a Mishnah that mentions Chagiga, and because it mentioned Chagiga, it digressed to another Mishnah that's going to mention Chagiga. And because it mentions Chagiga, again, it's going to digress. So this is very much two Mishnayos that are Me'ot Matim, Me'inyan Le'inyan Ba'isa Inyan. Zok Tehilga Mishnah, another classic, often quoted, Het Nedar. The concept that a person can make a neder, and after he makes the neder, he could be Mater Neder, is Parchim Ba'aver. This whole idea is floating in the air, meaning Ve'en Lehem Amashe Yismachu. Because really, it's not rooted in Psukim, and it's not really rooted in Teresh Abiksav. And even though, of course, it's true, there's a Messiah, it makes up a big part of Masechtas Nedarim, it's something that Yidden do all the time, but at the same time, it's Parchin Ba'aver, floating in the air, Ve'en Lehem HaMashi Yismach, Hilcha Shabbos, the laws of Shabbos, Chagigos, that's why we're talking about this, the laws of the Shalmei Chagigah, V'HaMe'ilos, the laws of Me'ilah, HaReihem, Kehorerim, HaKluyim B'Sayra, these are like mountains that are suspended by a hair. A mountain is very, very heavy. A hir is very, very thin. So this is a dover gadol that's really, the foundation of it is literally a sayra. Shehein mikra mu'et, and the reason is because we have very little psukim that discuss these ideas, the halachis merubois, but we have a lot of halachas. The Gemara is going to explain. Hadinim, related to mishpatim, dinim amenis, va'avoidois, kachim, tyrus va'tumis, tumen tyra, va'arayis, yeshlam ha'mishli, yisbechu, a lot of psukim, a lot to rely on, the hein hein gufei Torah, and those areas of halacha are what we describe as gufei Torah. So, the Mishnah mentions really three categories of halacha and describes them with a mashal in a very interesting way. Het nedarim is parchim ba'aver. Hilchas Shabbos chagigos me'ilos, they're mountains that are literally hanging on by a here. Dinim avoides tumas tyrus and arayis. Quote, Yesh Lehem al Masha Yismuchu, and another quote is Vehein Hein Gufei Torah. So we're going to begin with the first line, and that is Hetin Adarim Parchim Ba'aver Ve'ein Lehem Amash Yisbechu. So this first Gemara that we're going to learn right now is a very important Gemara when you learn Masechtas Nedarim. You learn Masechtas Nedarim, obviously you learn the sugyas of Hetin Adarim. It's mentioned over here, Derech Agav. So we'll go through it a little bit, Derech Agav. But just to introduce the concept, and that is, there's an idea, again, that everyone's familiar with. If somebody makes a neder, you have to keep the neder. The Nedarim is a very, very intense subject. Nedarim has a loisase related to it, lo yachel devarei, and it has two ases related to it. So it's not just an ase, it's not just a loisase, it's not just a loisase vase, it's from the few that are two esin and a lav. Stating that, just because a person makes a neder that he's going to do something, he's not going to do something, this will be aser to him, it doesn't necessarily mean that all is lost and he has to live with this neder forever. There's a way for a person to undo a neder, and that is, he goes to three dayanim, or a yachid mumcha, and he makes his case for why the dayan should undo his neder. What would be the case? It could happen in one or two ways. Either he can say simply, I have charata, I regret doing this, I only did it because I was bekas, I was angry, I never really meant it. Meaning, it's not just charata, it's charata de meikara. And if he can establish a little bit of a basis for why the chacham should maybe annul the neder, it's something that he has the right to do. Another way out is the person can come with a Pesach. He could say, I know I made a neder, but it was like a mekach tois. I made the neder because I thought X, Y, Z. Oh, had I known, I would have never made it. That is another basis that the Chacham can use, and that is a vehicle for him to go ahead and be matir neder. Now, the truth is, there's another way for a person to make a neder and for that neder to be removed, and that is Hafaras Nedarim. Hafaras Nedarim means if you have a married woman that makes a neder, or you have a girl that's not married and she's below a certain age, if she makes a neder, her husband and father respectively have the ability to be matan neder. Now, to be made for the neder. Now, the parish of Hafaras Nedarim is a parish in the Torah. It's in the beginning of Parashas Matos, and the Torah mentions it in great detail. However, the parish of Hafaras Nedarim is not mentioned anywhere in the Torah, and that's what the Mishnah means when it says that Hetin Nedarim aparchim ba'aver ve'ein lehem amash yismechu. You're taking a neder, which is so serious and so severe, you're being matarit, mutalach, 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 and we don't even know how you have the right and how you have the basis to do it. And that's the Mishnah's point. It's such a huge deal, yet, as far as we know, it's parchim ba'aver. Says the Gemara on that note. Tanya, we learned in a braisa that comments on this Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, the great Rabbi Eliezer said, yesh lam amashi yismachu. I disagree. So, whoever said, hetin nedarim parchim ba'aver ve'ein lam amashi yismachu, there's no makar in the Torah, ta'taras nedarim. Lo nachon. Rabbi Eliezer said, it's not true. Yesh lam amashi yismachu. Shenema. What does it say? It says in the Torah regarding someone that is making the neder of Erechim. So Erechim is a certain type of neder. It says again regarding the Nazir, who's also making a certain type of neder. It says the word kiyafli twice. Now what does the word kiyafli mean? It means you made a neder, but what does it mean more specifically? It means you are mefarish a neder. You didn't just make a neder, but you said the neder very, very clearly. Why would the Torah have to say twice that this person made the neder very, very clearly? Why is that so important to mention it, not just one, but to mention it two times? Must be, it's coming to teach us halacha. Achas haflala iser, vachas haflala heter. One of the times the Torah mentioned it is to tell me that there's a concept of making a neder very, very clearly and the neder going into effect. But another time to tell me that there's a concept sometimes of stating your neder very clearly with the intent of making the neder go away. You're going to state the neder clearly because you want the neder to go away. What does that even mean? Yeah, you're going to sit in front of the chacham and you're going to tell the chacham, I have charata, or I have a pesach, I have some loophole to make my neder go away. You're going to be mafliit again, and that's going to make the neder go away. So, Rabbi Eliezer said, the fact that Torah mentioned kiyafliit tzveitimo, that's a makar to the concept of ataras and the Rabbi Shua said, yeshal mashi yismachu. Rabbi Shua said, I agree with you, Rabbi Eliezer. I agree that there's a makar. There is what to rely on as it relates to the concept of Ataras Nedarim. However, said Rabbi Yeshua, the Makar is something else. Shenemer, it says, Asher Nishbati Ba'api. Asher Nishbati Ba'api Im Yuvayin El Menuchasi. Right? Very appropriate for a Shabbos daf. So it says, Asher Nishbati Ba'api. HaKadosh Baruch Hu swore at anger. That what was the anger? That the Yidden in the Midbar, they're not going to go into Eretz Yisrael. Ba'api Nishbati V'chazar Tibi. What does it mean, Ba'api? Ba'api means Hashem is saying, I made the Shvuah because I was angry. But because I did it, because I was angry, that's my loophole now, that if I want to be chayzer on the Shavua, I could. And in fact, Rabbi Shua said, v'chazar tibi. Shem says, I really was chayza. But the point is, you see that if a person can establish that he made his nether or his shvua because of the fact that it was mahapi, because he was angry, that would be an ability for the person to unwind the shvua. So you see, you can unwind the shvua. Rabbi Yitzchak said, yesh l'am ashi yismuchu. I agree, there's a makar somewhere else. Shenema, the pasuk says, kol nediv lev. Now that context is the halachas of Hekdesh. Hekdesh is a certain form of nether, and it says nediv lev. Rashi says, what's the diyuk? Nediv sounds like a lashon hoiva. The only time a neder is a neder is if he's nediv. Even now, a year after I made this neder, I still like it. I still want it. However, if I change my mind and there's a basis of charat or pesach, you'd be able to undo your neder. See, I have again, I'm occurring the Torah to the concept of ataras nedar. Chananya ben Achi Rabbi Shua, Chananya, who was the son of Rabbi Shua's brother, Rabbi Shua's nephew. Yesh no mamash yisbach, have a different makar. Shenema, the pasuk says, Dovin HaMelech said, Nishbati ve'akayemo, lishmar mishpatei tzidkecho. Dovin HaMelech said, Nishbati, I made a shvua, ve'akayemo, and I'm going to keep the shvua. So, Rabbi Yeshua's nephew, Chananya, was bothered. David HaMelech said, I made a shvua, I'm going to keep it. What, is it optional? If you make a shvua, of course you're going to keep it. David HaMelech is saying, I made a shvua, and by the way, v'akayim. You know what he meant to say? I'm not being mad to the shvua. But you see from there, there's a concept that you can be mad to shvua. So the Tanoim, this is a braisa, four different makaris, how you know that there's an idea of ataras nedar. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. I'm Rashi. So Rabbi Yehuda said the name of his Rebbe Shmuel. He said, yeah, boy, awesome. I heard my Rebbe comment on this braisa. He said, had I been there, meaning had I been sitting with Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, had I been sitting with Rabbi Yitzchak, or had I been sitting with Rabbi Yeshua's nephew, I would have told the Tanom Didi Adifam Yidetchu. I have a Makar. My car is better than all your Makaris. What's Shmuel's Makar? This is the often quoted one. Shenemar, it says, Lo Yachel Devarei. A person that makes a nether is not allowed to be Mechalel his nether. And we learn from here, Hu Einei Mechal. He himself can't be Mechalel his nether, but other people could be Mechalel for him. This is the Makar to the idea that a person could be Mat the nether, the Chacham could be Mechalel the nether on his behalf. So the Mishnah said that there's no Makar to Ataras Nadar. The Bryce mentioned four Mekairis. Shmuel mentioned the fifth, and he said, mine is the best. Amar Rava Rava said, L'kulis, L'pircha. I have a pircha on all four of the Mekairis, L'bar mid the Shmuel. With the exception of Shmuel's, the last pircha, I don't have a pircha. How so? Did Rabbi Rav Leza, it was Rabbi Leza's Mekar. It says, ki yafli twice. Twice the person was Mefarish, his nether. Why does he have to say it twice? Once to tell me, okay, the idea of kiyafli, but why a second time? There's a second type of afla. The second afla would be a person standing in front of the chacham, he's trying to be matted in eder, and there's a concept that that's something you can do. So Rabbi Eliezer's makar is from the second kiyafli. So says Rav, don't look at Rabbi Yehuda, sha'ama mishum Rav Tarif, and it's not muchach, because there is a Tana in Shas that used the second kiyafli to teach me something else. It was Rav Tarif, the time Rabbi Yehuda said mishum Rav Tarif, the name Rav Tarif. Lo'ilam ein echamihem nazir, if there were two people that were sitting around. The case is a real Nadarim case. So two people are sitting and they see somebody walks by and they are arguing whether that person's a Nazir or he's not a Nazir. So one person says, if that person's a Nazir, like you think, I'll become a Nazir. And the other person says, really? If that person's not a Nazir, like you say, I'm going to become a Nazir. Now, this person is either a Nazir or not a Nazir, which means one of these two people should certainly be a Nazir. Stating that, Reb Tarfon said a Chiddush, La'oilam, ein echad mehem Nazir. Neither of them are a Nazir. Shleinit Nazirus al afla. Because the only time you could become a Nazir is if at the time that you made the Nazirus, it was clear that you would be a Nazir. But if it's not clear, because we're pending information, we have to find out whether this person walking by is a Nazir or is not a Nazir, so then the halach is this person will not be a Nazir. And that's learned out from the word kiafli, which means clear. And you see that there's already another usage for the word kiafli. So Rava said, Rabbi Eliezer says, from the extra kiafli, I know ataras nedarim, it's not muchach, duma, maybe we need it to teach me Rabbi Tarfon's halach. Even Rabbi Yeshua, what did Rabbi Yeshua say? Hashem nishbati be'api. Why does Hashem say Hashem nishbati be'api? He's trying to say that I said it out of anger, v'chazar tibi. Duma hachi karma, maybe he meant just the opposite. Be'api nishbati, maybe what Hashem is saying is, I said it out of anger, and I'm still angry. V'lo yadranabi, and I'm not being chayz. But the point is, maybe Hashem's just saying that I made it out of anger, but not because he was trying to say you could be chayzer, and not because he was chayzer. Maybe he was never chayzer, and maybe you can't be chayzer. So why does Hashem say nishbati ba'api? I don't know, because that's the way it happened. Imid Rabbi Yitzchak, what was Rabbi Yitzchak's makar? Kol nediv lev. So nediv lev is coming to teach me this halacha that a person has to constantly want the nether in order for the nether to be in effect. Maybe the word nediv lev is coming to teach me something else. It's coming to go connect something. Shmuel said, "Gama believe it's a b'sfasim." If a person has a machshava to make a nether, meaning a person's maharer a nether in his lev, dvarim shabalev in and dvarim, it's not considered a nether. This is the chiddush. That when it comes to hektish, because that's what that pasuk is referring to, kol nediv lev is referring to hektish. So over there, maybe even if you didn't have it, even if you didn't speak it out, simply thinking it would be enough. And even the Chanan ben Achi, Rabbi Yeshua, what did he say? David HaMelech said, Nishpati v'kayemo. Nishpati, I made a shvua and I kept my shvua. Well, what's the option? Oh, must be. What he was trying to say was that I made the shvua and I wasn't chayzer. I wasn't mad to the shvua. It's not mochach. It's doma k'drav gidlo amarav. Dom rav gidlo amarav. I mean, I'm chen nishpam l'kayem a mitzvah. How do you know that the katchilo, a person should make a shvua to do a mitzvah? Meaning, usually shvuas are frowned upon, right? It's a very bad thing. But how do you know that when it comes to being mechazik, a person to do a mitzvah, it's good to make a kabbalah? Shenema David HaMelech said, Nishpati v'akayema, lishma mishpatei tzedkecha. Meaning, the reason David HaMelech said, Nishpati v'akayema, he was trying to say, I use shvua as a tool to do mitzvahs. Nishpati, I made a shvua so that akayema, but not nishpati, and then it was optional, like it be matter, I cannot be matter, and I decided v'akayema. Regardless, so Rava said, I have a percha on all four of the tanam. Elo de shmul, lesley percha. But as it relates to shmul's pshat, that I don't have a percha. Why not? I just don't. That's good. You yourself can't be mechel, but others could. Amar Rav Yitim Rav Nachman Yitzchak. So Rav said, and some say Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, Haynu Damri Inchi. This is what people mean when they say Tov Tova Chadar Pil Palta Charifta. One small, very very sharp pepper is more potent Mimali Tzana Dekari than a basket that's full of sweet fruit. Sometimes something small can be more powerful, like a pack, a bigger punch, than something that's going to be much, much bigger. Shmuel was an Amira, so he's the Tilpalta. But at the same time, his pshat was better than Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua and all the Tanoim that were mentioned. And the truth is, Shmuel himself seemed to have acknowledged that. Because Shmuel, when he said his pshat, he said that if I would have been there, I would have said a pshat that was better than everybody else's pshat. What made Shmuel's pshat better than everybody else's pshat? Presumably, Rava Shtekel Torah, because Rava said, L'kula islu percha l'bar mi de Shmuel. So again, just to summarize the first line of the Mishnah. Hetin edarim parchim ba'aver ve'in lahem al mashi yismuchu. The Mishnah made a very, very serious and significant statement. And that is, there's no makar anywhere to the concept of ataras nedarim. But really, after further review, we have a braisa that mentions four shitas amongst the Tanan, and we even have an amoira shita shmul, which really, in summation, means five mekayris in the Torah to the concept of ataras nedarim. Doesn't the Mishnah say hetin nedarim parchem ba'aver ve'in lahem mamash yismuchu? Yeah, all five of these shittas are deloy kistam Mishnah. The Mishnah continued and said hilcha Shabbos chagigos v'hameilos harehim kaharim atluim b'sayra shehim mikra muet v'halachos merubos. So number one, hilcha Shabbos, it's like a mountain that's hanging on a thread. It's hanging on a hair. Zok de Gemara. What does that mean? It means that Hilcha Shabbos is a mountain. It's a barg that we could all appreciate, but doesn't have that much to rely on. So it's not like Hataras Nedarim that has nothing to rely on. Ve'in lehem amash yismuchu. This has what to rely on, but mikra mu'ud, very, very little. Zok de Gemara, is that true? Mechtav k'sivan, go through the Torah. Bima v'sedra. There's so many times that the Torah talks about Shabbos. Shabbos not mentioned. Hataras Nedarim not mentioned. Even the Tanom and Amiram that had Mekairis, they're favor from them. Shabbos is everywhere in the Torah. How could you refer to Shabbos as Mikra Muet? Shabbos is something that's repeated again and again and again and again and again. There are few things that are mentioned as often in the Torah as Shabbos. So, Freit the Gemara, how could you say that Shabbos is Mikra Muet? So the Gemara says, you're right. The concept of Shabbos is mentioned in the Torah many times. The severity of someone that's Mechal Shabbos is mentioned in the Torah several times. The Kedusha of Shabbos, the Bracha of Shabbos, the Esed, the Loisaseh, the fact that you can't do Malacha on Shabbos. You know what's not mentioned in the Torah? The details of Hilchos Shabbos. And the details are Harim. And the Tluyim Besairah, because at the end of the day, they have very little to rely on. And the Gemara gives two examples. If somebody digs a ditch on Shabbos, now if somebody's Chayfer Guma B'Shabbos, he was Mechal Shabbos. What's the Chil Shabbos? Rashi here says that the Chil Shabbos is Baina. You just created something, you built a ditch. It's the Malacha of Baina. Masach the Shabbos, it's Mavur that if someone's Chayfer Guma, it really depends on where he does it. If you do it in the house, it's Baina. If you do it in the field, you're Chayrish. But either way, if someone's Chayfer Guma, he's Mechal Shabbos. But if someone's Chayfer Guma, then Tzarech El Afro, and he doesn't need the Guma, he's not looking to create a ditch inside his house, but rather he wants to offer Pater Allah. He's Pater. Now, what's the reason he's Pater? Because it's a Malacha She'ina Tzricha Legufa. And a Malacha She'ina Tzricha Legufa on Shabbos is Pater. What's the Makar to that? Oh, that's the Harim Atluim Messiah. But the Gemara says, one second, come on, Rav Shimon. So you tell me then, the Mishnah is going according to Rav Shimon, the Amar who holds Malacha She'ina Tzricha Legufa, Pater Allah. Which, by the way, Even though we usually don't pasken like Rav Shimon, when it comes to Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa, we do pasken like Rav Shimon. We've spoken about this in the past. Rav Shimon has three major shitas in Hilcha Shabbos. Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa is Pater, Dov Shein Meschaven is Mutter, and Rav Shimon is Lesley Mukta. And we pasken like all three Rav Shimons, but that's for another day. But the Gemara says, so you mean to say that the Mishnah only works according to Rav Shimon that holds Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa is Pater? The Gemara says, no, I feel the tame of Rav Yehuda. Maybe the Mishnah is going even according to Rav Yehuda, because even though Rav Yehuda holds the Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa is Chayiv, but the only time you Chayiv is if you Mesaken with the Malacha that you did. But Hacha, this person that's Chayfer Guma, it's Mekalkel who, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that a Mekalkel on Shabbos is also Potter. Regardless, if someone's Chayfer Guma on Shabbos, the Eitzar Chela Afri is Potter. Say according to Rabbi Shimon, say according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Shimon, you're Potter, because Rabbi Shimon has a Shita, Malacha and Shein Tzricha Leguf is Potter. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Yechayev, because Rabbi Yehuda has a Shita, that Mekalkel on Shabbos is Potter. Either way, these are major Chedushim that are not mentioned anywhere in the Torah. Malacha and Shein Tzricha Leguf are Potter, who state this in the Torah? Rabbi Yehuda, Mekalkel is Potter, who state this in the Torah? Now, to be clear, the Gemara said that it is mentioned in the Torah. It's just Mikra Mu'ut. And what the Gemara is saying is that there's obviously a source somewhere, but whatever it is, it's Mikra Mu'ut. So the Gemara says, Mike, Harunat Tuyim, Saira, what does this all mean? It's because why is it that Rab Shimon holds Malacha Chain Tzruch Leguf as Pater? It's because on Shabbos is a rule that it has to be Malachas Machshav. It's not enough you do a Malacha. The Malacha has to be the work of artisans. It has to be a chash of work. And Malachas Machshavas means Tzricha Legufa. Why would Rabbi Yehuda hold a Mekalkel on Shabbos as Potter? Because, again, if someone's Mekalkel, it's not going to be considered a Malachas Machshavas. So really, this is all based on Malachas Machshavas. And Malachas Machshavas, like Siv, it's not Mefurish. That's why it's a Mikramut. Now, it's Mashma, even though it doesn't say it, there is a remes to it. What's the remes to it? So Rashi says the remes is the Torah juxtaposed the mitzvah of the Malachas HaMishkan and the Mitzvah of Shabbos to teach me that what's the definition of a Malacha on Shabbos, whatever would be considered a Malacha in the Mishkan. And just like the Malachas HaMishkan was Malachas Machshavas, so too the Malachas of Shabbos have to be Malachas Machshavas either, so there is a source to it, however it's Mikra Mu'at. Moving along, Chagigos. So Chagigos also, and that's why we're talking about this, is something that is Mikra Mu'at. The halacha is merubah. So the Gemara says chagigos, as in the shalmi chagiga, right? Mechtan tzivon. We have a pasuk for the shalmi chagiga. It's the pasuk that we darshened in yesterday's daf. The chagos and moise chag l'Hashem shivas yomim v'ashano chukas oyla mudoyroi seichem achoydesh hashviu tachoygo oisoy. So we had a mafurish pasuk to bring out this point. So why are we saying that this is something that's mikra mu'at l'chura? It's a pasuk in the Torah. I mean, a mikra mu'at sounds like it's not so. It's mafurish in the Torah. So zok the Gemara mechtam ksivon like tzricha the k'tamalei reb pabul abay. Now the pshat is the reason the Gemara holds it's not such a good makar is because really the Amoiram discussed this. It wasn't so clear amongst the Amoiram whether when the pasuk says v'chagoyse moysoi chag l'Hashem shivas yom it actually means the shami chagiga. Maybe it means something else. What was this discussion amongst the Amoiram? The k'tamalei reb pabul abay. Reb pabul told abay. Maida v'chagoyse moysoi chag l'Hashem zvicha. How do you know that v'chagoyse moysoi chag l'Hashem shivas yom means a carbon? Doesn't say anywhere in the Torah carbon. Maybe what it means is you should make a chag, make a yontif, make a celebration. Who said that it actually means that you should bring a carbon chagiga? So the Gemara says, "Al meyata." I hear. But if that's the case, the chsivi yachaygu liba midbar. It says that Moshe told Paroi that, you know, let my people go. Why? Because we want to go out into the midbar and we're going to bring a chag. So he said, "Hocha nami the chaygu chago." He meant to say you should just celebrate a yontif? That's not what he meant. Moshe Rabbeinu meant we're going to bring karbanos. Moshe says, how do you know? The malchinami. Maybe he meant that we'll just make a yontif. The pasuk says, you see, he wanted to bring karbanos. The Moshe says, that's not a right, because the malchi kamer achmona. Maybe what he meant to say was like this: ichlu v'shu v'choygu chagil kamoi. That what you should do is that you should make a yontif, and you should also bring karbanos. Meaning, maybe the Gemara is saying that the chagoyis and moysa chag l'Hashem means karbanos. How do you know it means karbanos? Because you see, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu meant when he told Pari, let's go out into the midbar and we're going to make a chag. What did he mean? We're going to make a chag. He meant we're going to bring karbanos. Okay, but maybe the karbanos that you're supposed to bring are not special karbanos for the yontif. That's what the Gemara is saying now. Maybe the karbanos that you're supposed to bring are karbanos that are stam karbanos that you're going to bring at the time of yontif. Meaning you'll bring nedarim and nedavos, for example, and you'll bring it at the time of the yontif. So Moshe says loisol kadayit. Have a different makar. Because the pasuk says for like yolin chaylev chagiyat boiker. It says regarding chagi that there's an israelina. You're not allowed to leave the carbon overnight. The chaygohu. Now if you're going to tell me that chagi means yontif tarbel chagi isle, So what, the basar, the meat, the fats of the yontif you shouldn't leave over? Obviously means the carbon. So you see clearly there's a carbon chagig. But the Gemara says, V'doma hachi kamer rachmano. Maybe when it means it's chelov habob, it's man chag, lo yolin. Maybe the oilam there's no shalmi chagig. And when it says v'chagoy samayis chag l'ashem, it means make a yontif. It says also bring carbonus. Maybe it means that you should bring the regular carbonus that you would usually bring, meaning nadarim, nadavis, but not that there's a special carbon called shami chagiga. When it says, it means that carbon that you're going to bring on yontif, not shami chagiga. But whatever that carbon is, that carbon is in the salina. But the Gemara says, El-Miyat, if that's the case, it's very misleading, because then it's going to sound like the only time there's a nisalina is if you're bringing a carbon on yontif. But if you bring a carbon not on yontif, there's no isalila. We know that's not true. Kol alayla ad haboiker ksiv. It says that a person is never allowed to. But the Gemara says, Doma ime ahi hava aminu ahula se. Kos rachmona haylulav. Maybe this box is coming to say that in addition, there's also a loisa. Meaning if it's on yontif, there's also a lav. But lav kol ksiv krachrino. No, you have a pasuk for that as well. It says, V'liyolim in abasar asher tizbach ba'erev. Maybe it's coming to teach me that there's two lavim vase. Meaning, maybe there's no din to bring a shalmei chagiga. It says in the Torah, it means if you're going to bring karbanis, you have to make sure that you bring him at the proper time. No noiser, no lina. What do you mean? There's always noiser and lina, so why do you have to tell me for the chelov chagi? To teach me it's a lav. What do you mean? It's always a lav. Okay, to teach me there's a second lav. So again, tachlis, how do you know that there's a mitzvah to bring a shalmei chagiga? Because it says, v'chagoysa moysa chag l'ashem. Maybe it means make a chag. Maybe it means make a yontif. No, because you know it says, you're bringing carbonis. Who said the carbon is the carbon chagiga? Maybe it means nadarim and nadavis that you happen to be bringing on yontif. I'll ask you a midbar. I know from Exer Shabbat. Ksiv Hachas says, over here, you live a midbar. Fixiv Hassam, and it says, Azvachim mincha, he gashtim liba midbar. Malahalan, Zvachim, Afkan, Zvachim. Just like where it says, V'yachayigul liba midbar, it was Zvachim. Because it says Hazvachim mincha higashim li bamidbar. We have Gzeirah Shavah bamidbar bamidbar. So we see that was karbanos, and it says v'yachaygu li bamidbar. That's referring to Moshe Rabbeinu telling Paroi, "Yeah, I want to go into the midbar with my people. It's like this will be able to bring the carbon chagig." But just like over to bring karbanos, just like over there v'yachaygu means karbanos. So too v'chagoy samayse chag l'Hashem is going to bring karbanos. Bottom line is that we have a shtukal makar to shalmi chagiga. So mayek harin atluim b'sair. So why are we referring it to it as harim atluim b'sairah, because divrei Torah b'divrei Kabbalah yafina. Because at the end of the day, it's all based on Gzeirah Shavah, and Gzeirah Shavah is based on two words. The word is bamidbar. It says the word bamidbar in two different places. One of the places it says bamidbar is in Parsha Shmois. The other place that it says the word bamidbar is with regards to hazvachim umincha higashtem li bamidbar, and that's a pasuk in Sefer Amos. So you're making Gzeirah Shavah between a pasuk in the Torah and between a pasuk in divrei Kabbalah. That's what the Gemara means. When the Gemara says it's tluyim b'saira, a makar it is, but it's a shvach and makar as far as makaris go, because it's a gzeira shava that's based on a word in Torah and another word in Nevi'im. So just to speak out, one ha'ara as it relates to today's daf, and this is a ha'ara that we've spoken about in the past, but ve'ein beis medrash b'loy chedesh, and that is the Mishnah is discussing a mu'uvas that's lo yuchal liskon, and a chesroin that's lo yuchal liimonos. And the Gemara had a three-way machlokes tanoim, conceptually, what it even means. Rav Shimon ben Asi said, you know what it means? It means someone that doesn't have avera, for which he cannot do tshuva. Ezeu mu'uvas she'enu yuchal liskon, ze'aba lo erva, it's referring to someone that's born an erva, v'hoilad mimeno mamzer, and he was Mailed a mamzer. Once a mamzer's born, at that point, the person has a problem. At that point, it's EF Shaliskoin. Why? So Rashi says, on Daf Tesam and Aleph, in the Mishnah, the reason is, Shehevi Psulim Bi Yisrael. Because he just brought a apostle into the fold, into Klai Yisrael. There's now a person that's an apostle, he's a mamzer. V'yehezi Karoin. And the problem is that there's going to be a zikaron. The Bach says la'avoinoi to his avera. Leficha'ch ein avoinoisav nimchakim b'tshuva. It's for that reason this person's avera cannot be removed with tshuva. Rashi says it again on Daf Tesa Mibes. Quote, ein loy oy tshuva. Levisha'asa dover she'ein loy refu. So if a person does an avera, and as a result of the avera that he does, it creates an impact that cannot be undone, alzen nemar mu'uvas lo'yuchal liskoin. Because this person does not have the ability right now to do tshuva. So Rashi says, that when Rav Shimon ben Asi said Uvas LaYuchal Liskoin Zabal Erev V'Hoyim Menu Mamzer, he meant very, very literally. This person does not have the ability to do tshuva, and we were mefarish the Gemara yesterday and again today, all b'derech Rashi, which is that this person does not have the ability to do tshuva. Stating that Tosfos in Masechtas Bava Basra Daf Peiches Amid Beis is not sure about that. Tosfos has a suffix. He says the pashtus in the Mishnah sounds like Muvus LaYuchal is going that the person doesn't have the ability to do tshuva. But Reb Chaim Omer, Reb Chaim, he was one of the Bali Tosfos, said that Afagav Shehu Muvus LaYuchal is going that even though it's true, the Mishnah says that if somebody is Baal Eishes Ish Vahilu Mimena Mamzer, this person cannot be metake in his avera Mikol Mokim Efshe B'tshuva. Could be if the person does tshuva, he would be able to. Says Reb Chaim, I'm not comfortable learning the Mishnah the way Rashi learned the Mishnah. I'm not comfortable learning the Mishnah the way my peers, the Bali Tosfos, learned the Mishnah. That this person is actually in a situation where he has no ability to do tshuva. Said Reb Chaim, that it could be that even though it's true, it says in the Mishnah that this person's a Muvas LaYuchal Liskoin, it means it's hard for him to be Masakin. It means he has an extra hurdle that he's going to have to overcome. Because at the end of the day, there's always a Zikaron for his Avera. So it's going to be much more difficult for HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachal to be Malim Ayin from the Avera. Because there's always a Zikaron Lefanov. But at the end of the day, you want to tell me he can't do Tshuva? No such thing. There's no such thing that a person could do an Avera and he can fall to a point where it's going to be impossible for him to do tshuva. In other words, we have a machloikis between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi in Masechtas Chagiga Daftes, both on Daftes Amud Aleph and Daftes Amud Beis, and Tosfos specifically the Shita of Reb Chaim in Tosfos in Bava Basra Daf Peiches Amud Beis, where Reb Shimon ben Asi said Uvas LaYuchal Liskoin Zabal Eishesish Vahilim in Menam Amzer doesn't mean literally he cannot do tshuva. That Shita's Rashi, or maybe he could do tshuva. LaYuchal Liskoin means it's very challenging, it's very difficult. You have to know what it means. But at the end of the day, it doesn't mean that he can't do tshuva, because there's nothing in the world that can get in the way of doing tshuva. So just to talk a little bit about this shaila, specifically Abba al Eishes Ish V'Hoylem Mimenu Mamzer, and we'll take a step backwards and speak out an epic Minchas Chinuch. There's a well-known Gemara. Everyone knows this Gemara. It's a Gemara Masechtas Kedushin. It's Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis. The Gemara says if someone goes over to a woman and says, Hareyat Mikudeshes Li Amanasha Ani Tzadik, on the condition that I'm a tzaddik. So apparently this man was read a shidduch, and this woman only wanted to marry a tzaddik. I'm a tzaddik. Not just that. Harei at mekudeshes li b'tabazu. You realize this happens under the chuppah b'fnei kolam ve'eda, right? That's when you say harei at mekudeshes li. This edim there, there's a masadik kedushin there. They're about to break the glass. There's music in meshkochek, right? This is all happening very much b'pumbi. And the man says harei at mekudeshes li amanashin itzadik. Right? Everybody starts rolling their eyes. So says the gemara afilu rosh gomer. Even if this person is a rosh gomer, there's edim on that also. Mekudeshes. The halach is that this woman is mekudeshes. Why? Shemehir b'tshuva b'day. Because we're afraid that maybe this person was Mahara B'tshuva, and if he had a Hira B'tshuva, he became a Tzadik. Afraid to Mechas Chinuch, a Bamba Kasha. We know that if a person doesn't have Avera, he could do Tshuva. Stating that, Tshuva is not so simple. The Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva, Rabbeinu Yoina in Shari Tshuva outline how a person does Tshuva. And the summary is, there's Dalet Chalkei Tshuva. There's four things that a person has to do in order for a person to do Tshuva. Number one, you have to stop doing the Avera. Number two, you have to have Harata on what you did. Number three, you have to make a Kabbalah, I'm not going to do it again. That the person's never going to do this Avera. And finally, and most importantly, for this Gemara, fourth, you have to say Vidui. You have to clap Al Chet. Now the Rambam says, Vidui has to be Bepeh. You can't think vidui. You have to say vidui. How could you say that someone's mekadesh anisha, amanasha ani tzadik, even if he's a rosh gomer mikudeshes, shem hira tshuva, as if to say that with a hira tshuva, a person can change his status from being a rosh gomer to suddenly being a tzadik. If this person's a rosh gomer, that means he needs to do tshuva. If he has to do tshuva, he has to say vidui. Vidui can't be behira. Vidui has to be bepeh. So, freit the mechas chinuch. How did this person go from being a rosh gomer to a tzaddik simply by having a hira tshuva? It's ikur chaser, one of the tnoyim of tshuva, because one of the tnoyim of tshuva is vidui, and vidui has to be bepeh. It's yidua. The Welt says over in the name of the Kotzker Rebbe that the Kotzker Rebbe said This person's a Rosh HaGomer, and with the Tahir Tshuva, somehow he became a Tzadik Gomer. How's that possible? So the Kotzke said that we know Chosin is Moichlun Le'al Kol Avinoisav. This person's being Mekadosh Anisha. He said, Hareyat Mikudesh Asli. Once he's Mekadosh Anisha, he's a Chosin. A Chosin gets Mechilas Avoynes. Oh, once the Chosin already has Mechilas Avoynes, so he's already holding somewhere Hotnish Kanaveres. Someone that has Mechilas Avoynes with Tahir Tshuva, he could already become a Tzadik. That's what the Kotzke Rebbe said. But that's a Gishmak. But the point is, in the Lomdis, at the end of the day, it sounds like from the Gemara, that a Rosh HaGomer with a Hirat Tshuva could become a Tzadik. L'chura, the Rosh HaGomer needs to do Tshuva. And if the Rosh HaGomer needs to do Tshuva, at the very least, he needs to be Mizvad. And Vidui has to be Bepeh. So if the math doesn't work out, how is it possible that a person can go from being a Rosh HaGomer to a Tzadik simply by having a Hirat Tshuva? Zok Temechas Chinuch, a Teretz that's very, very important. It's a two-dinim Teretz, but has a very, very powerful punchline in the world of Chizik and in the world of Machshava, and that is, Mechas Chinuch says, is the Gemara Masechtes Yevamos that on Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis, the Gemara over there was commenting on a Mishnah on Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph, where the Mishnah is discussing a Mamzer, and the Mishnah says that if somebody fathers a Mamzer, his child, this Mamzer, is considered his son L'chol Davar, meaning father son, where the son is a Mamzer, have a father son relationship in Halacha. The Mishnah gives a few examples. One of the examples is, if someone's maka aviv v'imay, mois yumas. If a mamzer would be maka aviv, he would be chayiv misa. Because at the end of the day, even though he's a mamzer, but it doesn't negate the fact that his father's his father, and as a result, he would be chayiv misa. Freit the Gemara Gishmaka Kasha. We know that Loch is that even though Kabbadis Avicha Vasimecha, but a person does not have to be Mechabadis father in the event that he's a Rosh. Now, Halach Lamaisa, it's a big machloikis between the Rambam and the Torah, stating that Medina de Gemara, there's a concept that the only time a person has a chiyuv to be mechabed his parents is if his parents are oisa maisa amcha. But to the extent that they're not oisa maisa amcha, he wouldn't be chayiv. So freak de Gemara, how could you tell me that a mamzer has a chiyuv kiburav, makov of imay moisumas? How could you tell me he has a responsibility to be mechabed his father? If he's a mamzer, then by definition it means that his father was born in Erva. If his father was born in Erva, so he's not an oisa maisa amcha. He's not a Tzaddik. To the contrary, he's a Rasha. If he's a Rasha, there's no Chiyuv Kibud Aveim. So how could you tell me you're going to give this person Mises Bezdin because of the fact that he was Maka Aviv? L'chura, if he was Maka Aviv, if his father, if he's a Mamzer, by definition, his father is not a Noisa Maisa Amcha. And for the Gemara, Pashit. B'shasa Tshuva. It's talking about with the person did Tshuva. Freak the Gemara. This is where we pick up insight. V'habar Tshuva. Is this person able to do Tshuva? Time we learned to the Mishnah. Shimon ben Manasseh Oimer. Rab Shimon ben Manasseh and our Gemara said, Eis Neum Uves La Yuchaliska. What's an example of someone that did an Aver that he can't be Masak in the Aver? Z'habalo Erva. V'hoilin Mimeno Mamzer. He can't do Tshuva. Isn't that our sugya? The person doesn't have the ability to do Tshuva. He was Bala Erva. He did Tshuva. What do you mean he did Tshuva? There's a mamzer in the world right now. This is Ikarim. I thought, Habala Erevet, Vahilu Menem Mamzer, you can't do tshuva. And for the Gemara, a Dover Nifla, it's a Gemara. Says the Gemara, it's true this person can't do tshuva. Abahashta Mia, Oysa Maisa Amcham. But at the end of the day, this person did do tshuva. And even though it's true, on some level, his tshuva is not, according to Rashi, doesn't work at all. According to Taisvis, it's very, very hard. But at the end of the day, this person is fart an oisa maisa amcha. And therefore, the child would have a chiyuv to mechaber his parents. Said the Mechas Chinuch, you see in the Gemara, there's two dinim when it comes to tshuva. And that is, a person that does an aveira, he has a problem. He has an aveira, and he has to deal with it. It's something that gets written on the liability side of his balance sheet. It's something that one day he's going to have to give din v'cheshbin with tzchar v'einish for. And the way to get rid of that is by doing tshuva. But the point is that if a person does an Avera, he now has a Heftz of an Avera that he needs to deal with. And one day, we'll deal with. But when a person does an Avera, there's another thing. And that is, it affects the Gavra. It affects the person. A person that doesn't do Averas is a Kosher. He's a Tzaddik. He's a Chacham. He's an Adam Choshev. He's a Rabbi. He's Kosher Le'edus. He can make a Shvu in Bezdin. His child has an obligation to be mechabedim. A person that does averos becomes a rasha. He becomes an enoi oisa maisa amcha. He gets a whole bunch of titles and hats that he gets to wear because of the fact that he did averos. Says the Minchas Chinuch, the gedorim of tshuva as it relates to getting rid of the avera, and the gedorim of tshuva as it relates to vos bin ich, who am I? What do I see when I look in the mirror? Am I an oisa maisa amcha or am I an enoi oisa maisa amcha? Am I a tzaddik or am I a rasha? It's two different dinim. And they're not totally zeh b'zeh. And that's what the Gemara is saying. Someone that's born in Erva, v'hoilad mimena mamzer mu'uvas la yuchal viska, according to Rashi, cannot do tshuva, period. According to Tosfos, it's very, very, very hard. Yeah, he could, but it's a very, very difficult thing. Abizok the Gemara, that's as it relates to the Cheftza, as it relates to the Etzem Avera. This Avera is going to be there, you're going to have to rub it and rinse it, and you're going to have to do a scrubbing and a whitewashing on a different level in order to get rid of the Avera. But that's all klampi the Cheftza. Abivos is negay the Mensch, vos negay the Gavra. That person could do tshuva, and he can change his status and the way he sees himself and the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees him. From going from a person that's a Baal Aveira, that was a Rasha, that was an Eina Oysa Maisa Amcha, to suddenly being a person that's an Oysa Maisa Amcha. A Baal Erva, V'hoyle Mimenu Mamzer, Mu'uvas Lo Yuchal Leskoin, that's as it relates to, at the end of the day, the Cheftz of the Aveira is still going to be there. It's still going to be on the balance sheet. But as it relates to the Gavra, the Mensch, Klapi the Mensch, he can change himself Lagamri. If someone's Mekadesh and Isha, Al Menas She'ani Tzadik, Afilu Rosh HaGomor, the halach is you have to be Chayish for the Kedushin. Why? Shemehir B'tshuva. What happened to the Dalet Chalkei Tshuva? I thought you have to do Aziv HaSachet and Charat Alav and Kabbalah Alav, and at the very least, you have to be Mizvad and Vida has to be B'pesa. How could Hira Tshuva change that? Zokta Mechaz Chinuch. Nobody said he got rid of all his Averis. No one said he has a clean slate. No one said there's going to be no Schar V'Oynish. You know what we said? The person is not a Rosh HaGomer anymore. Because with a Hirut Shuvah, a person has the ability to change his whole fate. And you can go from being a Rosh HaGomer to suddenly being a Tzaddik. The first time I heard this Minchas Chinuch was in a shmooz from the Rosh Hashiva, Rebbe Yuber Vachtfeigel Shlita. And he said over, it was during Chodesh El, and he said over an Hafel Diga HaSafa. He said, you know, Rabbi Yoina wrote a sefer about Tshuva, right? It's called Shari Tshuva. There's four Sha'arim where the Rabbi Yoina goes through the whole Derech of Tshuva. Incidentally, the rest of the story is that Rabbi Yoina was one of the very strong opponents to the Meir Nevuchim. And when the Rambam wrote the Meir Nevuchim, he had lobbied the governments and people to go ahead and burn every last copy of the Sefer Meir Nevuchim. A short while later, the church issued a very, very terrible decree, and that is that we should burn the Shas. And Rabbi Yonah felt that the reason that decree happened was because of the fact that the Meir Nevuchim was burnt, and it was a slippery slope. First they burnt the Meir Nevuchim, and now they're going to go ahead and they're going to burn the Shas, which meant that burning the Meir Nevuchim was the wrong thing to do. And he felt that he must have been poigim in the covet of the Rambam, and he wrote a sefer called Shari Tshuva to do tshuva on what he did to the Rambam, and he made up his mind that he's going to go to Eretz Yisrael, he's going to ask mechila from the Rambam by the Rambam's kever, and kidu, he never made it to Eretz Yisrael. But either way, we have the sefer Shari Tshuva because of Rabbi Yoina's own avoida, because of what happened. This was something that he felt that he wanted to do. But that's the Sefer Shari Tshuva that everyone is familiar with, that every single yeshiva bacher learns during Chodesh El. At the end of the Sefer Shari Tshuva, there's a small chibur. It's a few pages. It's called Yesoida Tshuva. And there too, Rabbi Yoina talks about Tshuva. So I'm just going to read a few sentences from Yesoida Tshuva. Rabbi Yoina says like this, Sholach lanu HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'yad avodav hanavim m'bad yecheskel hanavi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through the Nevi'im, and through specifically through the Navi Yecheskel, he sent us a very important message. This was the message. No Hashem Elikim, so speaks Hashem. Shuvu du tshuva, v'hashivu mikol pesheichem. Get rid of all your averes, v'lo yiyah lechem l'michshol ofin. Hashlichu me'alechem es kol pesheichem. Take all your averes, throw them away. Asher peshatem bam v'asu lechem lev chadosh, v'ruach chadosha, v'lo matamusa. Do tshuva, why die? Do tshuva, says Rabbeinu Yoina. Adam asher pasha v'chata, person that did averus, ubal achsel is tachas kan feyachshchinu likonis b'darkei tshuva. Now he wants to do tshuva. Askilcha v'orcha b'zerach tu teil. Let me tell you how you do tshuva. A few more lines. Bayoy mahu, the day the person decides that he wants to change his life and he wants to do tshuva, yashlich kol pshav asher asim. He should take all his averus. He should throw them away. Yashlich, b'loshin tashlich. V'yasa atzmai, and he should view himself ki'ilu boy bayoyim noilad, as if today is the first day of the rest of my life. He has no mitzvahs, he has no averis. Today's literally the day he was born. And starting today, he's going to think before he does things. And he's going to try to only do the right things. And by doing that, that eventually is going to bring the person to tshuva shleima. Because by doing that, you're removing yourself a little bit from the heaviness of all the averis and all the chatoim, and all the bad machshavas that a person has that doesn't allow him psychologically to do tshuva, he's going to get rid of all those things because he's going to feel, I'm a new person. And why should this new person do these averis? It's a few more pages. Regardless, Rabbeinu Yoina wrote a chibur called Yesoida Tshuva. And he tells you how to do it. You know how you do tshuva? It's very simple. You wake up in the morning and you make a decision. I'm done. I understand the way I've lived my life has not been okay. I'm getting older. It's not a mahalach. I'm going to change. Okay, how do you change? It's very simple. Yashlich kol pshav asheras. Take all your averus, throw them away. V'yase atzmai ki'ilu boi b'yoyim noilad. And by doing that, psychologically, everything is going to change, and that's going to be the Pesach. You're going to see everything is going to work out once you go down that road. So Rabbi Yeber asked, he says, I understand. Rabbi Yoina just wrote hundreds of pages of Shari Tshuva. Shari Rishon, Shari Sheni, Shari Shlishi, Shari Vi, of how you do Tshuva. All of a sudden, at the end, you say that Tshuva. It's just a few lines. It's very simple. Just wake up in the morning and decide, I'm done. I'm moving on. I thought you're supposed to do Tshuva. What is Shari Tshuva and what is Yesoida Tshuva? They don't seem to reconcile very well. So he said, the pshat is the Michas Chinuch. But so there are two dinim in Tshuva. So the Tshuva of the Aveira, Tshuva of the Cheftza, and so the Tshuva of the Mensch, Tshuva of the Gavra. A person does an Aveira, in order to scrub that Aveira, in order to get rid of it, you have to do a Tshuva. What is Tshuva? It's Dalit Chelke Tshuva. It's Aziv Asachet, it's Charat Ala'ov, it's Kabbalah La'asid, and it's Vidu B'peh. But that's all Klapi the Aveira. But there's a concept of doing Tshuva on the person, changing yourself, where I'm not the same person anymore. That's a different mahalach. That, like the Michas Chinuch said, doesn't need Darkei HaTshuva. That, even Abala Erve V'Hoyle Mimenu Mamzer, but you could still be considered Oysa Maisa Amcha. For that, you could do Tshuva. That, a hearer Tshuva, even though Vida needs to be Bepeh. You could go from being a Rosh HaGamer to a Tzav. What was the hearer? What did that yet under the Chuppah have in mind? Hareyat Mikudesh Esli, B'Tabazu Amanasha Nitzad HaGamer. Everybody's laughing. Him? He's a Rosh HaGomer. Hey, Rosh HaGomer is intense. Not just a Rosh, he's a Rosh HaGomer. He's a Rosh HaGomer. A Bet Kahat HaPas Ahir Tshuva. What was the hair? What was it? So Rabbi Yehuda said, it's this Rabbeinu Yoina. What he said was, is I'm going to take my averis, I'm psychologically throwing them away. And psychologically that changes everything. That's something that's real. There's a whole Hilchas Tshuva of how you do that. It's the Rabbeinu Yoina Yesoida Tshuva. It's rooted in Gemaras. We mentioned two. Yevamos Chav Beis and Kedushin Mem Tes. It's not Tshuva Shleima. It's not Tshuva on the Etzem Aveira. But it's Tshuva on the Gavra. It's Tshuva with a person as a different person. Now what's the value of doing that? The value is it's a paradigm shift. If you see yourself as being old, dirty, muddy, meluchlich bechet, how are you going to do Tshuva? But when a person sees himself as fresh and new and smelling good, that's going to psychologically allow the person to do a proper tshuva. And like Rabbeinu Yoina says, "V'derech zu tivienu lasha b'tshuva shleima." This is not tshuva shleima, but derech zu tivienu lasha b'tshuva shleima. You want to know what tshuva shleima is? Refer back to Shari Tshuva. That's what tshuva shleima is. But the point is, derech zu at the very least is going to lead the person to tshuva shleima. This tshuva on the chefza, tshuva on the gavra. This getting rid of the avera, and then there's the person himself changing himself. Where I'm not the same person. Tshuva on the chefza, that's shari tshuva. Tshuva on the gavra, that's yisoida tshuva. These are the two dinim. These are the two dinim of the Minchas Chinuch. But one thing is clear, and that is there's a concept of abala erva. V'hoyle mimenu mamzer, where the halacha is that it's me'uvas lo yuchal liskayin. As we mentioned, machlekes rishonim, whether tshuva works, whether tshuva doesn't work at all. But tshuva of the gavra, the person himself, that's something that for sure tshuva is going to work for. But just to end, and we have to mention this, we always mention this, that the Gemara says in Masechtas Yuma, daf pehei amid beis, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, g'doyle tshuva shedoycha loysa aseh shebetayra. That tshuva is so gevaldik that it's doycha loysa aseh shebetayra. And everybody asks, the Tosfos Yom HaKippurim, Rabbi Kiv Eger, everyone asks the kasha, g'doyle tshuva shedoycha loysa aseh shebetayra. Every aseh is doycha loysa aseh shebetayra. Every single aseh is doycha loysa aseh. So what's the maila? G'doyle tshuva. Tshuva so gevaldig that it's doycha loysa aseh shebetayra. Every aseh is doycha loysa aseh shebetayra. So Rabbi Tzadik HaKoyin wrote a sefer called Takanas HaShoven. And the beginning of the sefer Takanas HaShoven is based on G'doyle tshuva shedoycha loysa aseh shebetayra. I said, Rabbi Tzadik, that what's the pnimius of that Indian? The pnimius is that there are so many different chazals that talk about that if a person does this aveira, he can't do tshuva. If a person does dead avera, tshuva is going to be hard. And a chaytu machti es harabim, ema speaking biyadei lasas tshuva. And a oima echteva ashuv, he too, it's going to be complicated for him to do tshuva. There's many, many dvarim ha-ma'akven es ha-tshuva. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva lists 24. There's a whole bunch of things that make it difficult for a person to do tshuva. And sometimes a person can actually have someone whisper into his ear and tell him, you cannot do tshuva. Zok Rab Tzadik, al zeh nemar, gedoy l'tshuva shedoycha loysa seh shebetayra. There's nothing in the world that's doycha loysa seh shebetayra, that comes in the place of tshuva. And even when Chazal said you can't do tshuva, you can't do tshuva. Chazal said loysa seh, you can't do tshuva. Gedoy l'tshuva shedoycha loysa seh shebetayra. Perhaps the most famous tshuva, pun intended, in Shailas Tshuvas Noida Yehuda is Erech Chaim Tshuva Lamed Hei. We've spoken about this so many times. And literally, like Ben Bag of yesterday's daf, this tshuva is hafachba vafachba de kulaba. There's lamdis, and there's machshav, and there's musar, and there's chizik, and there's history. There's so much going on. The background of the tshuva is that there was a younger man, apparently a very, very chashuv, a younger man, who had been mezana with his shviger, with chamoisai, for several years. And he did tshuva since then, and he's very, very chashuv now. He's sitting there learning Torah. The problem is he never told his father-in-law what happened. And his father-in-law is living with his wife, Be'isser. And because he's living with his wife, Be'isser, you know, it's a problem. And that's like the only part of the tshuva that he didn't do yet. And he sent a letter to the Noida Behuda, and he told the Noida Behuda, Yilamdenu Rabbeinu, he says, I want to do tshuva, and I'm not sure if I could do tshuva. And he said that, I never really told my father-in-law. Maybe I can get away with not telling him. Regardless, the Neid Yehuda in the tshuva was forced to address our sugya, Chagiga Daftes, because this is a person that was born Erva. Now, doesn't say v'hoyu mimeno mamzer, but l'chayra, this woman, Chamoise, became Asa Labayla. And because she became Asa Labayla, like the Gemara said in the Brayson, Daftes on the days, that's also enough of a reason of Nitrim in the Olam, where he's not going to be able to do tshuva. So, the Neid Yehuda, in the middle of the tshuva, see, he addresses it, and he says that even though Chazal said that this person can't do tshuva, but at the same time, v'mechal makayim shedibru razal kein, even though you find sometimes Chazal talk that way, but it's lahagdol oinish. It's only just to bring out how serious that is. Im kol zeh loy l'chalut en amru, v'zeh klal gadol, said the Noid Behuda, she'ein dover oimei bifnei tshuva. There's nothing in the world that gets in the way of tshuva. Ela shekivnu bazeh she'tshuva sechamur. That this is serious, and the person better take this very, very seriously. It's not like another aver. But at the same time, says the Noid Behuda, in that tshuva, that even though this person and this famous tshuva was the one that was ba'al eshesish, not to Hilam and Mamzer, but at the same time she became also Labayla. Oh, but don't think Rav Shimon ben Manasseh Uvas Layuchaliska means he can't do tshuva. There's no such thing, and it sounds like he's saying it even Rashi. There's no such thing that a person can't do tshuva. It's interesting. I revisited this tshuva this morning. I was just looking at it again. The opening line, every time you look at this tshuva, you see something, you know. Just the opening line of this tshuva. This is how he starts. Mechtovay al bei doyer min tes denohi giyani yoim esmal. He says, you know, from the post office, your letter arrived yesterday. Vavki ka'es toridna adayim betirdes ha-talmidim. He says, even though right now I'm very tired with the talmidim, mitzuruf lezeh tirdes manam alolu. So this time also that this tshuva was being written, doesn't say when, it's not dated, but it's a very, very busy time. Im kol zeh, hoyul vadover negeya lepesach shofam. But because the core of this tshuva is not halacha, now I want to know what I should do, what I shouldn't do. You're not looking for advice. You're not looking to understand a shtickle Torah. You're coming to do tshuva. Amarti, I said, Share tshuva la'olam psuchem. He said, Share tshuva is la'olam psuchem. And as a result, I think this is pun intended, Share tshuva, meaning I'm going to write the tshuva, it's la'olam psuchem. For someone that wants to do tshuva, because Share tshuva is la'olam psuchem. Ubefrat shemaske b'mechtovay shulitzorich barbei rab. Befrat, that the shoyol is a barbei rav. And because the shoyol is a barbei rav, he's a talmud chayyim, someone that learns Torah, says, Share tshuva is la'olam psuchem. And then you read the tshuva, and you find out that what happened, this was something that the Gemara says you can't do tshuva on. It's gewaltig. Neid Behuda says, Share tshuva la'olam psuchem. And that's why I'm going to write a tshuva, even though I don't have time to write the tshuva, because it's about tshuva. And Share tshuva, my tshuva, is going to be for your tshuva la'olam psuchem. It's always, and what is it about? It's about a ba'alishas ish. But where she was Mazana Berotz and she's Asala Baila, where the Gemara says Nitram in the Oilam, where we have Rashi's and Shas, that Rashi says Shuva doesn't work. There's no such thing. That Share Shuva La Oilam Psuchim, and he said it about something that Chazal said. you can't do tshuva. Because G'dayla tshuva, sh'daycha loysa aseisha b'tayr. It doesn't matter. Chazal could say you can't do tshuva. Alzen nemar, kol ma sha'om lucha balabayis asei chutz mitzeid. That's from tzadik's takonis hashavim. Either way, it's just fascinating. Another knetch to take out of the tshuva. Noida b'Yehuda, simen lamed hei.